The Red Queen, written and read by Isabel Carmody.
Drink slowly. Your body is unaccustomed to wakefulness, said a cool, unfamiliar masculine voice. Something cold and wet touched my lips, and I flinched, opening my eyes to darkness so complete that I could not see the man tending me. I tried to speak, but my mouth would not shape the words. I tried moving, but my body would not obey me. Fighting panic, I formed a far-seeking tendril, determined at least to probe the stranger's thoughts for answers. The effort made my head spin, and the probe dissipated uselessly. I fought down terror at the realization that I could not use my talents, or move, or smell anything. I could hear and feel, I told myself firmly, if no more than the agitated hammering of my own heart. I was stretched out on a smooth, flat surface, not a bed, but some sort of padded bench. Yet I had absolutely no idea how I had got there. Inchoate fears swirled in my mind until my fingers spasmed. That brought a wash of relief, for it suggested my paralysis might only be temporary. But it also told me that it was not merely weakness preventing me from moving. There were bands across my wrists, ankles, hips, chest and forehead, holding me immobile. I was a captive. But why would anybody bother restraining someone so weak they could barely lift a finger? Willing strength into my hands, I stretched out my fingers to their fullest extent. The tips on both sides brushed a smooth, curved surface. I relaxed for a moment, then stretched out my toes, straining at the ankle bindings, until once more I felt the same curving surface. The touch of a cold metal rim against my lips again startled me, and when the band around my forehead loosened, I thought for a moment that I had weakened it. Then a large hand cupped my head and tilted it gently so that I could drink more easily, and I realized my captor had loosened the bindings. I drank greedily, for I was terribly thirsty. "Who are you?" I managed to croak as my head was laid down again and the band around my forehead tightened once more. "I am one of the two men that serve God," my attendant answered tranquilly. God? Fear jolted the word from me, because God was an archaic herder term for Lud,